Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, we have an exciting topic for you today. For today, we're going to be helping you to understand emotional intelligence. So, if you are a person out there and you are sick and tired of being mad all the time at people not understanding why a person is behaving in a certain particular way, this might be a great show for you to awesome tune into and see how you can learn how to manage not only your own emotions, but guess what? How you can manage others' emotions as well. So let's kind of talk about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence can be used definitely as you relate to other people. I mean, some people, when they think of your intelligence, that they think of more so if you're intelligent as it relates to, you know, math and reading, that kind of thing, science, math, technology possibly, or somebody who's intelligent musically, right? And we probably even would kind of consider someone who is intelligent as it relates to athletics. But rarely do we consider an individual's intelligent as it relates to their interpersonal side. So that's what we want to focus on, because, you know, as a self-development, personal development coach, it's very, very important that, you know, individuals that I work with, that I try to help, also work on things like your emotional intelligence and at least be aware of this, especially for those of you who have individuals who work for you. Or for people that you work for, you know, when I worked in human resources, I often found that there are people who, you have your managers and your leaders, and these individuals are being very, very well trained. So you as well want to be able to be as well trained as you can be too, so that you can stay on that cutting edge, so you can keep up with the trends. As a matter of fact, I teach my students in my business courses on how to be a trend setter, how to be a trend setter. Don't just wait for it to happen, but for how you can actually make it happen. Well, we are super, 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 super duper excited that today is Thursday and we're just one day inside of having turned in our grades. So we're very, very, very excited about that. So congratulations to each and every, as a matter of fact, congratulations to you for tuning into the show today. But also we want to congratulate all of our graduates. You know, every semester I have students who will be graduating from Essex County College and Essex County College this year for the past, I think, couple years. They've been holding graduation at the beautiful, beautiful Prudential Center downtown Newark. How fabulous and phenomenal is that? I mean, here's a big, you know, 30-seat facility, and they are going to be there holding their graduation, inviting all their family, all their friends. How wonderful. And then Union County College should be graduating shortly thereafter at the beautiful Keene University. Now, I believe this is the first time the Union County College will hold their graduation at Keene University. OMG. So that's just awesome, you know. Schools sharing resources. How beautiful is that? And, you know, so, but it's great. It's a great thing. So for those of you who are on the line, awesome and welcome, welcome. Welcome to the All About Entrepreneurs show, where we're here to enlighten you, empower you, and get you engaged in being a successful entrepreneur, what it takes, how do you do it, and the support that you need as you're doing it. You know, it's one thing to know the steps that it takes to be an entrepreneur. You know, it's another thing to actually put forth a plan and to begin to implement that plan. But then it's altogether a different thing to actually have someone there to support you along the way, especially on a daily basis, like we do right here on All About Entrepreneurs. We are here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And even if you're not able to tune in to the broadcast, you're able to go back and listen to the archive. You may not be able to listen live. So we're here every single day of the week to support you and to encourage you in your business endeavors, in your business opportunities. And we're here, sometimes we make suggestions, you know, sometimes we suggest to you different things that you could do in your business to be successful. Sometimes we suggest to you ways that you could strengthen your business. Sometimes we're dealing with the customers. We haven't started talking a whole lot yet about customers and suppliers, but I suspect we will get to that. We're also here to support you with examples by bringing people on to tell you their story, how they made it. That can be an encouragement to you. You know, being an entrepreneur, sometimes you don't always feel as though you have that support. Because a lot of times people in your family or people around you, they may not truly understand what you're going through, especially if they have a worker mentality. If you're with somebody with a worker and that's all they have, I mean, some people do work, but they don't have only a worker mentality, okay? Some people, yes, they work, but they also understand. They also understand, you know, being an entrepreneur as well. Now, here's a way to fact check and to really, really understand if a person does understand entrepreneurship or not. Here's one way to really, really, really understand that, and that is when the person begins to say things like, you know, that you should get a job. When you are an entrepreneur, you have a job. You do work, I should say. The difference is you work for yourself versus working for someone else. So that's the big difference. But you do have a job. There are many, many people who think that because you do not work for someone else, that you work for yourself. There are a lot of people who do believe that you do not work at all. So that is very, very, very unfortunate that people feel that way. So that's how you can tell. So we want to talk today about emotional intelligence and how you can improve your emotional intelligence. So first we're going to just start by kind of taking a little look at what exactly is emotional intelligence and then how it can help you in your day-to-day operations. Well, emotional, you know, we have an array of emotions, correct? So, therefore, it would behoove us to kind of know how to manage those, right? Okay, so let's just take a look at some of these emotions that we have, right? Because, like I said, there's quite a few that we do have, and so we want to just kind of take a look at those and we have things like what? Love, you know, because we have those positive emotions, and then we have some negative emotions as well, right? We have, I mean, that's what it was, okay. We have fear, as fear is an emotion, right? We know that we have some emotions like anger, anticipation. Sometimes I'm very anticipating something. We have the emotion of sadness, right? That's an emotion that people have sometimes. And, you know, these are things that we see in people when they come to work. Sometimes these emotions you see in your children, especially very young children, you see they're sad. Sometimes they might be excited, right? Or you have the, and some of us love, you know, with little children, you know, sometimes we're playing with them. We love to make them surprised. You know, that's an emotion, surprise, joy. Disgust, you know, some people display that emotion, especially on the job. You know, people act like they're disgusted with you. You know, really, I mean, on the job, I see it in the church. I see it in relationships. This is really, really a big topic, especially for those people in relationships. Really, they need to really understand not only emotions of themselves, but you really want to understand the emotions of other people so that you can begin to, first, that's the first level, is just understanding what those emotions are. Okay, and then you have other emotions like expectancy, right? How about the emotion of rage? You ever seen those people that just are enraged? So, you know, it's really, really important to understand what emotional intelligence is and, you know, make sure that you understand how to handle it. So if we were just to look at, you know, just a basic definition of emotional intelligence, right, just basically describing your ability to manage not only your emotions, but to manage the emotions of others around you, okay? So there's a long history with emotional intelligence, but we'll just kind of focus on some of the more recent research, particularly that was done by Peter Salovey and John Mayer. And this research took place back in around 1990, and they did an article that appeared in one of the psychology magazines that really launched a huge discussion on the topic. I remember in 1997, I was invited to a very, very large conference on emotional intelligence over at Rutgers University. And they had required all of the, it may have been 1997, 8, somewhere between 97 to 99, somewhere in that neighborhood, possibly even 2000. They had a very, very, very big conference over at Rutgers University where they were talking about this emotional intelligence, because at that point, really, people in the workplace weren't really talking about how to manage your own emotions, which is so critical, and then how to manage the emotions of others. So I know in my book, Release Your Power, and there I do talk about building solid relationships, taking a self-assessment, the continuous improvement. And so that continuous improvement area would certainly incorporate the whole emotional intelligence. Now, I didn't put this exact topic in that book, but that's fine. That's good, because now it gives me a reason to write another book. But back in 1990, Peter Salovey and John D. Mayer, they were the leading researchers at that time on this issue of emotional intelligence. Now, they did not invent the word or coin the phrase. There had been studies going back as far back as really the 1930s, with some of you remember Edward Thorndike, who also described the whole concept of this social intelligence. You know, they say there's more than just, like I said, academic intelligence, athletic intelligence, but there's also intelligence of how people can deal and interact with others. But the better you can deal and interact with yourself, the better you can deal and interact with others. Now, why is this important? Why is it so critical that you, as an entrepreneur, understand this concept of emotional intelligence? Well, number one, you need to be able to, first of all, as you're dealing with your customers or your staff or your community, you're going to run into people that may display any of the emotions that I shared before: sadness, fear, joy, anger. Definitely, sometimes, you know, people can get very angry, right? Happiness. Some people, you know, you get those people that panic. You got to know how to handle that. You know those people, they panic over everything, little things, big things. Sometimes we call that worry. We may not use the word panic as much, but we use the word people who worry. That's like panicking. We tell them, hey, slow down, right? That's how we manage that emotion. Slow down, calm down, take it easy. But on the job, you know, in the workplace, you need to be able to manage that emotion. Oh, I know I've had to deal with the emotion of shame. I deal a lot with the emotion of shame from my own experiences and then people that I'm around. It's a very, very powerful emotion. Because of shame, many individuals have ruined not only their lives, but the lives of others. Because of shame, people have taken their lives. Like when someone commits a heinous crime or they do something that they think is just dastardly, because of the shame and the guilt, they may take their own life. I've seen people do it. Then there's a grief emotion. There are some people there, they're so emotionally grieved over the loss of a loved one. Wow, that's another emotion that can really mess with people. So as a manager, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, you want to be up on these different emotions and be able to manage them. Okay, so in their research, they talked about how emotional intelligence can be broken down into these basic four categories, okay? And so that's one of the things you need to kind of know, are these basic four categories. As you're dealing with your staff, your colleagues, your coworkers, as you're dealing with your clients, your customers, and especially for those of you who have all those network marketing businesses, you really need to learn about emotional intelligence, because some of you have, you know, people under you as what we call in this business your downline. Sometimes you're instantly got 100 people under you very, very quickly, or 20 or 5, it doesn't matter. And so even individuals are coming to you with all kinds of emotions, like some of the ones that, you know, that we just named. So these four basic categories would be things, the first one, four branches basically of this emotional intelligence, as according to our researchers, Peter and John. Peter and John, how about that? That just happens to be their names. The first category would be the perceiving emotions. In other words, to be good at emotional intelligence, remember, this is where you have the ability to not only manage your own emotions, but manage the emotions of others. Just imagine being able to manage someone else's emotions. That's awesome. That's great. So the first step is just to perceive it. The first step is just to understand that emotions, you know, are there, you know. In many, many cases, they said that might involve understanding different nonverbal signals like body language, facial expressions. You ever seen people pass out that sheet with all those little different facial expressions on it? I know we used to pass those out a lot in our different empowerment training programs. They would pass out these things, and we would ask people, how are you feeling today? You feeling sad, fearful, anxious, panicky, frustrated, happy, joyful, disgusted? How are you feeling today? And that's what I want to ask you right now. You know, basically, what's your emotion? Are you feeling sorrowful? Are you feeling interested? Are you feeling courage, dejection? You know, a lot of people feel dejection. And then there's, you know, hate. A lot of people feel hate, like we know the young men up in Boston. They felt hate for something. They hated themselves, and then they hated everything around them. So you definitely want to manage your emotions. You know, more than likely, if you love yourself, you're going to want to spread that love around and spread it to others. Are you feeling, you know, terror? Are you feeling rage, aversion? What are you feeling today? Are you feeling surprised, shameful? Are you feeling happy or sad? So there's all kinds of emotions. Typically, we only hear about, you know, fear, anger, love, or happiness. But you see, there's subjection, distress, guilt. Yeah, that's another one. So as a matter of fact, I've done a workshop before in Maryland, and I use as a subject managing your negative emotions. So kind of like a spin off of the whole emotional intelligence thing. So again, if you just tuned into the broadcast, we want to welcome you to All About Entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. If you want to call into the show, if you have a comment or a question, maybe you have something to add to the discussion on today, you can dial us up at 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991, which is also the number for listeners. If you just want to listen to the show, you can also dial that number. If you want to join in the chat room, if you want to go there because you want to make some comments, that way you don't necessarily possibly like that. So we would definitely love to help you out, to help you get your show on the road, to help you really figure out not only the emotions of yourself, but the emotions of others. And again, like I said, if you're sick and tired of being mad at people, upset with people, you definitely want to have that in order. So this first, you got to just, you know, perceive. That's the first step. just to recognize, to accurately understand that these emotions do exist. And again, through nonverbal and verbal communications. Then there's the reasoning with the emotions, okay? Now, this is to really begin to start using your brain and begin to really start thinking about it. Emotions help us to prioritize what we pay attention and what we react on. We respond emotionally to things that get our attention. And then the next level is understanding emotions. What are the meaning? Why does a person feel sad? Why are they feeling grief? Understand your employees. Why are they feeling frustrated? Try to understand the why. Why are they happy? Why do they feel rejected? Right? It says, for instance, example of trying to understand emotions. For instance, what if your boss is acting angry? It might mean that they are dissatisfied with your work. Or it could be because they just got a speeding ticket on the way into work. Or they could have even had a fight with their wife. You know, this really helped me in my business and in my relationship, in my marriage even, is to understand why a person's emotions are what they are. You can't just assume that they're upset with you. You can't just assume that you've done something to make them dissatisfied. You have to try to understand. And so there's some other powerful pieces that also go along with being a leader, being an entrepreneur. But certainly, to the basics of understanding, you need to know about emotional intelligence. It's a big body of work out there, a big study. So you need to kind of get your hands on that, especially as you're dealing with people. And then the fourth and last area is managing emotions. You know, some people, okay, they perceive, oh, she's mad, she's angry, she's fearful, she's in shame. So they do number one. They got the perceiving. The reasoning, well, they probably maybe they can think about it a little bit, maybe kind of, okay, you know, this and that. But now to go to the third level to try to understand why that person is like that. And then this fourth level of now I'm going to manage that person. Now you've really arrived. Now you've really achieved something great because you manage a person's emotions effectively. And again, managing your own. And that is the key to emotional intelligence, is being able to manage it. So if you walk away with nothing else from the broadcast on today, know that there are four categories of emotional intelligence, four steps, so to speak. There are all kinds of emotions to manage. And the crux of what we're talking about is for you to be able to not only to recognize them, to kind of understand them a little bit, but to actually manage them. And in order to do that, you actually regulate. And it's like regulating emotions. So that, here's the key. Here's what you want to be able to do. And this is a time when we really, really need this in our homes, in our schools, in our companies, in our businesses. We need to be able to respond effectively to the emotions that other people are displaying. And as any type of leader and an entrepreneur, you are a leader in the community. You'll want to be able to manage these emotions. Okay? So the way the psychologists, the way they ordered these emotions kind of goes from the basic to the more higher level of where you're able to actually manage them. So the basic would just be the perceiving piece, just being able to recognize, and then moving upward to being able to manage. So we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast on today. We hope you definitely got something out of it. Please shoot us feedback right there on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/CoachLalisa. You can inbox me right there on Facebook. Again, we are still taking guests for the show. We're also still looking for topics on the show, so please inbox me your availability. The broadcast is on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All you have to do is text me or email me your availability. You want to text your availability, text availability to 22828. If you text availability to 22828, I will get you scheduled, and I will send you an email back, and you'll have instructions on what to do from there. Well, we thank you for tuning in. That's all we have time for. Have a great, powerful, and amazing day. And I promise you, I'll do the same. Until next time, keep on moving up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.